podcasts keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ari and Bella with your 9 a.m. Zen Lands.
In local news, figures in Queensland government have defended the price of fundraiser tickets that bought donors 15 minutes access with the minister. An LNP fundraiser featured the likes of Premier Christofali and Deputy Premier Jared Blay sold tickets costing up to $10,500, or discounted to $7,500 for members of the LNP Corporate Observers Group. The Deputy Premier said the event was all about talking to business and that the LNP need to beat Labor. We don't have the union movement. We don't have big businesses like Labor. Last year, the Queensland LNP raised over $1.3 million from corporate donors and lifted the ban on political donations from poverty developers.
In national news, just days out from the South Australian election, Labor MP Nat Cook is being grilled by a woman fronting an anti-abortion movement that has been the backing of some of Australia's most powerful right-wing political figures. Joanna Howe is resolute to see abortion ban across this country and is leveraging MAGA-style campaign strategies to influence political outcomes. Recognizable in her bright orange top, black skirt, and matching heels, Ms. Howe is seen to be constantly tailed by her teenage daughter, catching all her controversial discussions in 4K. Recently, an interaction between Ms. Howe and ALP candidate Ms. Cook turned sour and led to Ms. Howe and her daughter to be escorted out by electoral staff and police. Videos of the ordeal, both from Ms. Howe's daughter and onlookers, were uploaded to social media and have received over 800,000 views. Reeling from being banned in certain parts of South Australian Parliament in 2024 because of her vocal points of discussion, Ms. Howe constantly receives backlash not just in the basis of her anti-abortion rhetoric, but in her ability to converse and discuss her beliefs in a vicious and sneaky way, most of the time her actions being described as a direct political attack job.
And on Wednesday, an Australian swimwear brand won a trademark case against American rapper Eminem.
Wicca, wicca!
Last year, the rapper, also known as Marshall Mathers III, filed a trademark dispute with the Sydney company Swim Shady. Allegedly, the brand name was too similar to his own moniker, Slim Shady.
Spaghetti.
Eminem had owned the trademark Shady with Shady Limited in Australia since 2002. However, the phrase Slim Shady was not trademarked until after Swim Shady brand launched in late 2024.
If you had one shot.
The case is amidst another where Eminem fought $100 million from social media company Meta, claimed it had used his music without his permission. And in 2017, he took aim at New Zealand Nationals Party that used a version of his track Lose Yourself in a political advertisement. He won the New Zealand case, receiving $600,000. But for now, it seems Eminem has been not afraid to bump heads and just lose it. Legally.
Ow! In legal international news, following on from the story yesterday, the Catholic organization known as the Society of St. Pius X has been officially excommunicated from the wider church by Pope Leo early today. The ultra-traditionalist group had earlier this week ordained four bishops without papal approval and stirred concerns of a wider schism, concerns that were later proven right today after the announcement, as the Vatican officially declared a schism. The Society has long denied key church teachings and opposes the new pope's modernized church. They've opposed the Vatican for decades, as far back as the 60s, which saw mass being held in languages other than Latin. The society is most prevalent in France, Switzerland, and the United States.
And your weather today, the current temperature is 19 degrees and is partly cloudy. The fire danger is non-existent, and the UV index is predicted to reach probably a 4, which is in the moderate band.
Yo, so, like, that's all your news for, like, 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Woo!
Some of the words in what you're about to hear are cursed.